We're talking today with David Jaffe on Fox Rothschild Podcast about proven tips for successful business owner exit transactions. David is a partner with Fox Rothschild in Pittsburgh. He advises clients on business succession, corporate finance, and merger and acquisition transactions. He recently wrote about exit transactions for the firm's Emerging Companies Insider blog. David, welcome to the podcast.
Good to be with you.
David, what do you see right now as the opportunity for middle market business owners seeking to exit their companies?
Well, for well-run companies, there's never been a better time to consider a sale or private equity recap transaction. In a number of industries, multiples are approaching, if not surpassing, their pre-Great Recession highs. Leverage is plentiful, rates are still pretty low, and equity investors are actively looking to deploy late vintage capital.
So, David, if a business owner, let's say, is thinking about selling, you have shared in writing five time-tested tips for how to close a successful deal.
That's right, Mark. These tips are just some ways to get business owners to begin to think objectively about the exit planning process and where a sale transaction might fit into that process.
So, David, what is the first thing an operator should know?
Fundamentally, companies are bought, not sold. This is an old cliche, but it conveys a really simple point, and that is value is in the eye of the buyer, not the seller. That said, I would encourage sellers and business operators to ignore all the advice that they should run their business with an exit in mind. I would say if you run and grow your business to provide products and services that are in high demand in the marketplace, you'll never go wrong. If you do that consistently, exit opportunities should take care of themselves.
David, how should a business owner then prepare to even think about beginning the process?
I think owners need to begin with an honest assessment of the quality of financial information, and they should consider preparing audited financial statements. Now, while that may seem like a pay on to my accounting friends, I would say whether your business is ultimately acquired by a larger competitor, a management group, or a private equity fund, every buyer will insist on transparency into the financial operations of the company. There are several components of a transaction, including working capital reconciliation and third-party acquisition debt financing, for example, that depend on the seller's ability to provide reliable, quantifiable, and consistently prepared historical financial information. Nothing will derail a transaction faster than the absence of good financial data. And moreover, even if the company isn't sold, the audit process itself is instructive. It reveals areas for improvement that will benefit the company over the long run.
And how does a business owner ever really know the value of her or his company? David, is it just a best guess based on some financial multiple?
Well, financial models of any sort are at best an approximation of price. They're used by buyers often to gauge a seller's interest level in initiating a dialogue. So they're conversation starters, if you will. Nothing more, nothing less.
What are you seeing as how these conversations unfold?
If a seller is approached, they might be asked to provide some initial operating data. The buyer might then give the seller an indicative price range. Sellers often are disappointed when the original whisper number or indicative price shrinks after due diligence commences in earnest, because buyers will begin to look at discounts for things like the net long-term debt of the company, whether there have been capital expenditures that have been deferred that need to be made, working capital deficits, customer concentration, revenue volatility. So what I tell clients on the sell side is that they should focus on operating cash flow, consistent operating cash flow, rather than EBITDA or any other multiple as a more accurate value proxy.
So you've written then that it's important for sellers to understand the buyer's point of view. How does a seller do that?
Yeah, this idea is sort of in the category of the old proverbs, know thy adversary or walk a mile in my shoes. It's important to understand what motivates a particular buyer. So, for example, if you're dealing with a corporate acquirer, they might be trying to assess whether it's cheaper to buy your company or to build it themselves. In other words, they look at your company through the lens of their own incremental growth and try to determine whether buying the company is an easier, cheaper, or faster route to growth than organic internal expansion. Mm-hmm. This is the buy versus build dichotomy that we've talked about previously. On the other hand, if you're talking to, let's say, a private equity investor, they might be looking for a new platform investment from which to launch a roll-up, or they could be nearing the end of the investment period in their current fund. And so regardless of the context, sellers, in order to achieve the best possible outcome, need to remain objective and rational about the motivations of the buyer on the other side of the table. Understanding those factors can make a significant difference in the outcome of a transaction.
David, what are some behaviors that could get in the way of a successful exit deal?
First is when sellers let the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Mm-hmm.
This is usually as a result of bad advice. In lower middle market transactions, there's a substantial asymmetry marked between the knowledge and experience of a seller and that of the buyer or the investor.
Hmm.
Among other reasons, it's largely due to the fact that buyers are doing a lot more transactions than any given seller, who usually sells one time.
How then would a business owner who has never sold a business before go about protecting his or her negotiation position?
They have to have experienced transactional counsel on their side to level the playing field. I mean, good counsel will focus the negotiations on deal points that enhance value, and good counsel will avoid unnecessary acrimony and misdirected emphasis on deal points that don't add value. So as a seller, it's really important to engage experienced counsel to avail yourself of this advantage. Because as good as the M&A market is, selling a company is never a simple process.
Mm.
So people that follow these tips will help to increase the chances of getting to a successful closing.
Well, thank you, David. Listeners, to confidentially discuss whether the time is right to sell your company and how you might obtain the best possible negotiating stance, please contact David at 412-391-6410 or at djaffe, that's D-J-A-F-F-E, at foxrothschild.com. Fox Rothschild LLP is a full-service law firm built to serve business leaders, backed by more than 600 lawyers coast to coast. Our clients come to us because we understand their issues, their priorities, and the way they think. We help clients manage risk and make better decisions by offering practical advice. Visit us on the web at www.foxrothschild.com.